And George, did you agree with her as to why it failed the first time?
Well, I think they did screw it up the first time, but I think the budget question wasn't just communicated or whatever. I think there was a real question. I mean, people really did have a reasonable question about, is this a going concern? Should we continue pouring money into this at the budget direction that it's going? I didn't hear her say that, but I believe that's a public perception, and it could actually be the reality.
They asked for an increase, didn't they? I mean, it was. I mean, they asked for.
Yeah, they never actually took the whole 35 cents in the past, or whatever it is. And now they're taking the full amount, and it's even not clear that that's enough.
Right.
It wasn't at the time. So it goes.
So it was both the sell as well, it was the financial.
I think there was a financial fact pattern behind it that was bothersome to a lot of the folks.
And usually that's not financial, that's management.
Oh, it's
and,
a management and, question,
and,
sure.
And guidance and leadership and yeah. so forth. Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
So I guess then just the honest question is, has that changed?
Really good question. I'm not sure I've had a good answer to, but I think it's changing. I hope it's changing for the better. I don't know that everybody's out of the woods yet. You've got the numbers. You tell me what you think. Yeah. What is the reality here?
What have you heard in the community? I mean, am I the only one getting people asking questions?
I'll tell you what I've heard from several people over and over along this line is they mismanage their finances. There's a morale issue. There's problems within the system. They simply want to go to fire to get more money, and they're not happy about that. I said, well, there could be advantages to this, et cetera. But that's something I hear a lot.
Yeah, I've heard most of that.
So we could manage this budget, and it's a good sized budget related dollar per call compared to other people. And now they want more. And what they are saying, point blank, is they mismanaged it, and now they want more money because they mismanaged. Right or wrong, that's the sort of thing.
And that was the perception, I think, that killed the first couple of
years. Perception is important.
I think there was enough truth to it that it really was a good reason to say, wait a minute, you guys need to cut your budget before we can move forward.
Right.
I think that's really where it was coming from. And that wasn't all about what was in the printed matter that went out before
right.
the election. That was,
it's not just a campaign.
Yeah, it's not just
it's
a
not
sales
a
problem.
There's
a fact problem, too.
Which would lead you to believe that it's going to be still be as strong, although it passed.
Well, it's not as big a hurdle, but it's still, I think, a reception in the community. I don't know how. I mean, the survey may tell me that. I don't know.
It's an EMS call that no one's responding to, so I think.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad.
The patient thanks you.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Well, there's also, if you recall, paramedics threatening to leave if it wasn't passed.
Yes, there was some. It took some of that under the table public pressure to.
Yeah.
I didn't exactly say it.
But that's the sort of thing that I think our charge is going to make it a bit more difficult.
Yes.
I think people are wary already.
And that's why I'm a little concerned about saying we're going to go to the voters and we're going to pass all these things. We're going to merge Zvire and town and we're going to merge EMS and we're going to drop the EMS district and we're going to lift the levy for the hospital or for the fire district to cover it and then some. And I'm thinking, you're going to pass all these things and we couldn't pass the EMS levy, which was simple.
Well, the only thing you have going for you is it sounds like people, at least perception-wise, have more faith in the fire district as being more transparent and open.
And they just see that as a money grab because they've got a higher levy that they can take to cover a bigger shortfall.
Yeah. But then it would get into this discussion about leadership, too.
Right.
As leadership,
exactly.
If things are left the same way, what leadership if there was a merger? And then how does that play into this discussion? Who's in charge and where's the transparency? And
well,
this issue about the
that's a moving target, isn't it?
It's challenging.
We don't know who's going to be the fire chief, and we don't know who's going to be the EMS chief a year from now. So,
and we don't know who's going to
be. I don't think that's going to sell the levy either.
No, but in this conversation, though, I think what's important is if that becomes a big factor, if that's a public perception issue and that's a driver, then those elected bodies ought to know that.
Well, they should be told that.
They should know it.
They should be told if they haven't figured it out. But it also begs the question of should, if the voters are betting on the people running it, because in the past they, it was a vote of no confidence to say, I don't want to pass a levy until I think these guys have it under control, are you going to be able to pass anything until you have the new fire chief and the new EMS chief in place and they've had some time to prove themselves so that people will know that they can vote for these guys?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm leaving that off the table for next meeting because I think, again, we have to remain agnostic about the chances mm-hmm. of any of this happening. But I think down the road,
yeah.
a real concern is when do you really have a chance of this?
Right. But, you know, I don't see many more options.
Right.
In all honesty. And if we don't, I think that as early as next week, it's going to, all this is going to come back into play because there's not, it's not like there's a lot of other options. And so much of what we just discussed is going to probably be, you know, item three or four underneath the big ones that we've probably already identified 80% of it. Let's say there might be another one or two opportunities out there, but we probably identified 70 to 80% of it. And much of what we're going to talk about is going to be listing all of these factors underneath it.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good. So next week, options.
Yep. With the hope that we'll also get to the point of, at the end of the day, knowing what we want to know more about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we can come up with the process from there forward, because our work plan beyond next week is really very murky.
But yes.
I think,
yeah.
But I think after next week, my
okay.
hope is, yeah. this is next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Yes.
Yeah,
it's next
sure.
Wednesday.
Yes. In my head, right. That's the date that's floating
we'll
around.
We'll be at Dan's
place.
Dan's 669 Malls.
Yeah. Talk about the thrift shop.
Yeah.
Someplace. But,
yeah.
That building on the road.
Are
upstairs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So do you turn right in at the thrift place?
Yeah. And then right
and
left.
And it's on the left as you pull into the driveway.
Oh, is that the hair salon?
It's in that building.
Yeah, the spot of beans.
Spot of beans in that building. Are you upstairs?
Yeah.
Where do you go in at?
We'll go on the side door. Not okay. the double doors, it's a side door right close to the
And you break in with your credit card or something. Oh, sorry. The key under the mat. It's no problem. This is all good.
What's do the we need call? Next week to
Paulson
Construction.
Paulson Consultants.
Do we need to bring any material with us next week? That is your thoughts, that anybody has thoughts on that?
Like a six pack? What do you think?
Budgets, financials.
Well, I'll bring everything I've got
I'm
so far.
Bring, yeah, because I mean, there's some of this,
bring
some of this work has been done. I mean, Brad did some with his little write-up.
Right.
Karn's group, you guys have done, looked at some of these things already as well in that white paper that we received. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's some information already out there on looking at these different pieces.
And if we don't have information in front of us, that's the point of the meeting.
Yeah.
Is
right.
To come up with questions that we have to answer. So,
yeah.
So I'm perfectly okay going into this with
just,
limited amount of information, whatever we
well,
have.
Well, I just want to be productive because it means less meetings than at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, we just draw a hole and say we'll fill this in. This is one of our tasks.
Okay.
Well, you're hurting your frequent mile, meeting mile.
Yeah.
Really. Karen, did you have anything else that you wanted to
public comment? Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
And,
good.
Yeah, you've got enough of this, I'm sure. The recording worked.
You were adjourned?
Yeah.
I think.
Thanks, Justin.